welcome to an episode of Words on Wednesday by me, Karina, where we talk about life as a Christian, especially during a very worldly job as a model, and how God has not only changed my life, but many lives surrounding me. Hello, hello. Today we will be talking about waiting. And this came to my mind because I was reading Habakkuk and I had a few sermons and videos I watched where I was really like, oh God, like you really revealed you in a new way, and waiting in a new way, and patience in a new way. So we will be talking about this today, but before we jump into it, I want to pray so that we can really make room for God and the Holy Spirit to just talk and, yeah, use me as his vessel and also reach you and your heart and have this as a safe and sacred space. So, dear Lord, I thank you so much that I get to do this, that we get together over our phones, digitally, or wherever we're listening to this and what you have to say through me. And I just pray that you will be working in this episode, that whatever I'm saying, Father, that it's all from you, that Holy Spirit, you will fall afresh on me, you will talk through me, and you will talk to your children. I pray that you will bless every single person listening to this in peace, in stillness, and let their knowledge grow and expand and their love grow towards you. And I just thank you so much that we get together, that we are your children, that we are your sheep and your flock. And I pray that you will have all, like the whole day, not just the episode, but I pray that you will have the whole day in your hands, and that, yeah, you will just let your way and your will be done in our lives. And we praise you, we thank you, and I pray that we get to learn more about waiting and about you and your word. So thank you, Lord, and I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So, talking about waiting, I want to say something first, because yesterday, when it was quite late, I was on the podcaster side and was watching my analytics, and I saw that we are over 1,000 listens, like, through this episode, like, through this podcast, and this is so huge, because as, like, I told you in the previous episode with obedience, sometimes I was like not sometimes, but like especially the week with recording the episode of obedience, I was like, in the week before, I was like, why bother? Why do this podcast? And I was really fighting uploading the obedience episode from last week, like from 2 weeks ago actually. But I did it, because it was so crazy. I was so unhappy with this episode. I don't know what was going on with me. I was really unhappy. I was like, nothing works. I have spelling mistakes. I had like mistakes in the way that I pronounce things, but set things like grammatically as well. So I was just like really dissatisfied. I was not satisfied at all. And then whilst editing this podcast episode, I was about to give up for 3 times. And then I had some spiritual warfare happening, because it was in Denmark whilst I was in the hotel, and suddenly creepy noises started to appear and things were like on my window and everything. And I was just like, this is not normal. So I kept fighting through and I called my mom and a friend and I was like, please, can you pray for me? Something is not right. So I actually, yeah, made it through. I posted this episode. I was still not satisfied with it, but received some feedback, which was amazing. And then I listened to it again myself after having some distance from it for a few days. And I was like, what was my problem? It's not even that bad. I was like acting like it was the most awful episode where I had like so many mistakes and everything, and no one would listen to it. Like, it's a catastrophe, as I always say, to listen to it. But no, it was actually all right. And it's just my story. And I don't know why I had so many like troubles fighting it. But this is what the devil does. He puts those lies into your mind and says, you're not good enough. Oh, you can't put this out. Look, others are better than you. What are you doing? And who do you think you are? But then it's just like, when I look back, I was like, it wasn't even that bad. And I even wanted to re-record the episode, and I tried to. I hit play and like took the microphone in my hands and I said something, but then it didn't feel right, because I was like, oh no, it would be like I would be repeating everything again and not really honestly sharing it from my first point of view and my first experience kind of sitting down, you know? It wouldn't be authentic anymore. But yeah, so I'm done with my rant of what happened the last episode. And yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for everyone who's listening, because this actually shows the fruit that God brings out of it. Even if the enemy tries, if the devil tries to knock me down and to make me stop this podcast, now I won't. until God tells me so. So if God doesn't tell me I should stop and do something else or do nothing, I won't. I will do what God says, and I will not no longer believe in the lies. So yeah, this is what I wanted to say. So I wanted to say thank you, because this was just confirmation of what God like said what I should do with this podcast and ministry. So I just wanted to say thank you to every single person out there listening. And I know some of you I know, but I know many of you I don't know. So thank you so much for listening and spending your time with me, because yeah, I definitely don't take it for granted. And yeah, I really thank God that God brought us together in this way. So yeah, but now we will get to waiting. So I was reading Habakkuk. Habakkuk was living in the times of Jeremiah. So if you read the book of Jeremiah, you know that Jeremiah has been prophesying and warning Judah and God's people before the upcoming Babylonian exile. And Jeremiah was alive to the times of Josiah the king. And before Jeremiah was preaching it, like, Josiah, the previous king, who, like, he started a reform because Judah was falling apart from the covenant. So they were worshipping false idols and they were falling off the covenant of God more and more. And Josiah, some of his servants, they found the scroll, like the Torah at that time. And then Josiah was so moved by it and was like lamenting himself. Like, so he wanted to return. He was repenting, and then he wanted to return to that. He started a reform. He started to tear down all those idols they built up, all those sacred worship places for other gods, especially also Baal. So every time there's a reference about the place with the high trees in the woods or on the mountains, this is something symbolizes a worship place for a false god. And yeah, so basically, Josiah started this reform that they would go back to the covenant, and he started it. And of course, people returned and people repented, and really the scroll and the covenant has been brought before them again and has been preached and everything. But not everyone was completely in it. So as Jeremiah prophesies, their hearts are hardened. Not everyone means it seriously. And as soon as something else offers, they are back where they started. So he was warning his people that if they will truly return and truly give their hearts to God, that he will save them. That God gave them chances to return and really like return to him, to not make it happen, but it was about to happen. They did not return, so they warned, like Jeremiah, like God warned them through Jeremiah to and gave them instructions on what to do. For example, to obey those who are holding you in exile, and to endure the time, and the day will be blessed even within the exile, and all those things. And Habakkuk basically was alive like at the times of Jeremiah, and witnessing that Judah keeps on falling off, like it was also before the exile, Habakkuk, and engaging in sexual immorality, in idol worshipping, and all those stuff which is not pleasing to God. His heart also was in pain. He was lamenting towards God, and he was complaining towards God, because he was like, how long must I call for help? How long must I see this and witness this? Why don't you do something, God, when you are the Almighty One? And he's really like coming to God with this complaint, and he was really like moved by his heart. So similar to Jeremiah's heart for his people, he was really like suffering for his people, knowing that they're on the wrong way, and really being like, God, why, and why won't they listen? Why won't they see? Why won't they know? And Habakkuk was basically in the same position. So Habakkuk came with this complaint towards God, and the Lord's answer at first was that, look at the nations and watch. And then he gave an answer to Habakkuk's complaint that, of course, he did not expect, because Habakkuk was coming to him and saying, why, oh God, why don't you do something? Why do I have to witness this? Why is this happening? And God is like, watch this. I will do this and this to execute my judgment. Because he said he will rise up the Babylonians to captivate them in exile, to perform his righteousness and judgment. And then Habakkuk was like, oh, hold up. Like, why would you let those wicked people who are even less righteous than Judah, why would you let them do such like horrible things? So why would you let them execute judgment? And he also says, like, your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing. And we have to understand that the ways God executes his judgment and the tools that he uses are different to what tools we will use, because we have to think that his ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. It's in Isaiah 55, 8 to 9, where it really says that. And yeah, so basically he was like, why would you do that? And he was complaining a second time. Do you want them to keep on emptying their net, like keep on taking advantage of the innocent, taking advantage and oppressing others? But then in the second book of Habakkuk, he was like changing, and he was like standing there with expectation, because towards his second complaint, he was so ready to get an answer from God that he said, I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint. And then the Lord answers again. And this is where I want to get to in this episode with waiting, because Habakkuk came towards God with a complaint, with two complaints, because even receiving the first answer, he was like, how would you let this happen? Why would you, like, do you want them to oppress more? Why would you do that? And then he was like so ready, not just being like, why would you do that? And turning his back on God and being like, yeah, answer me towards it. But he was like, God, answer me. And he was not just answer me, but he was placing himself. He was standing at his watch. He was standing and waiting, physically preparing himself to receive an answer from God. And he said he will station himself on the ramparts and he will look to see what God will say to him and what answer he is to give to this complaint. So it's about what answer he is to give as well. And then God answers, because God says, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. So then he receives the prophecy about, yes, the exile will happen, but that he can endure the exile and that his people, like God's people, can endure the exile. And that even if it doesn't look like it, there is peace in the middle of the storm. And he is called to write it down physically to make this revelation and vision that he receives from God intimately, because it's just a one-on-one between Habakkuk and God. It's a one-on-one. He receives it all intimately and individually from God. And he is called to write it down, to make it physical, to make it real, you know, as permanent as possible, to write it down on tablets and also share it. He has called to write it down and make it plain so that a herald may run with it. Means whoever that reads it can run with it and follow it. So this is like what God told him. And he also said to him that for the revelation awaits an appointed time. So Habakkuk received this revelation, but this did not mean that it would happen straight away, because it didn't. It happened over the course of the exile and after, when God executes his judgment on the Babylonians afterwards. So like Habakkuk received his vision from God, knowing that it will be like this one day, but not yet. Like it wasn't the yet, but also the not yet, not now. And then he was called to perform the action and writing it down and making it plain on tablets so that others can see it. Of course, this doesn't mean like when God reveals you something, it's not always something that you shall do publicly, because sometimes it's individually and it's private, and that's completely fine. And God will also reveal that to you. But yeah, so basically God gave this revelation. And in the end, Habakkuk also said, even though the revelation that he received also had the harms of God's people, of Judah and everything in it, he said in the end, it was so beautiful in Habakkuk 3 from verse 16 onwards, it says, I heard and my heart pounded. My lips quivered at the sound. The cake crept into my bones and my legs trembled. Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the sheepfold and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. So even knowing that there won't be any crop, there won't be a harvest, there won't be what they'd physically need to survive and to be provided for, he's like, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. And why? Because he has received this revelation. Of course, there was fear and like also misunderstanding at first. Yeah, misunderstanding on how would you let this happen? How would you let those wicked people rule? But it is about God's way. And he saw it through because God gave him the revelation. And so coming towards waiting, it's like Habakkuk had to wait for this revelation to unfold. He saw it before it was about to happen and before any of it was about to happen. And also knowing that it takes a lot of time until it fulfills. And often, God can give us revelations about something and we need to wait. But we, in our impatient nature, we want to have it right away. So it is so important to be a good steward of what God has told you, of the vision God gave you. Because if it takes time, it's so important what we're doing whilst we are waiting. That it's not waiting and we're doing nothing, but no, actually in the waiting period, we are growing towards the vision that God has given us. And it's really about patience. And Joyce Meyer said something great. It was, patience is not simply the ability to wait, it's how we behave while we are waiting. So while we are waiting, patience is so important. Because if we want to jump straight into the revelation and vision we've received and want to have it straight away and start to get active on it without God saying and telling us to do so, it can actually be a curse. Because as Michael Todd said in one of his books, I think it was Relationship Series, the relationship goals series, like the book Relationship Goals. And he said, the right thing at the wrong time can be a curse because you are not ready. You are not prepared in the spirit and physically and everything that God wanted to do in this waiting period within you. You would just rip all of it off and just want to have the answer and the vision and the end, like already the goal. But you can't get to the goal without going through the reformation that you are about to experience whilst waiting. So you have to understand that if God tells you something in a vision and tells you, yeah, it's not yet, but it will happen. Be assured it will happen. He wants to build up your patience. He wants to build up your endurance. He wants to build your character. He wants to change you from the inside out. And he wants to do things through you. And he wants to deepen your relationship with him. We can say, yeah, my relationship with God is pretty good. For example, if you're waiting for a partner, yeah, my relationship with God is pretty good, but I would like to get married or I would like to find my person. Are you really that deep with God? Because if you really love God, you don't need another person. Because you would be like, God, you are sufficient for me. I don't need anything else. And if you want to send another person in my life, then it shall be so. But it's not that you're running after it. Because if you're running after it, you're idolizing it. You have to run after God and be like, God, I want more of you. And our relationship towards God can always go deeper. If we think we're the deepest yet, believe me, you're not. How often did I think, oh, my relationship with God is really deep and like, God, I've never experienced you so close. And then every year the relationship goes deeper. Of course, I also fall. Everyone falls. And then you're distancing yourself from God, but you're coming back because you know how good he has been and how good he is and how good he remains for all the time. So patience is really important because God wants to build us up. And God wants to form us. And there was also a TikTok going around about, like, it was a black man who was talking about why God shows us visions, but not the way, like the goal, but not the way of it. Because the path to this vision will form us to be ready for the end goal, like the goal, what he has revealed to us. So we often have to understand that when God gives us a revelation, we're not supposed to act on it straight away. But it's to wait and waiting, not sitting around and doing nothing, But no, getting deeper in the Lord, getting deeper into the Word, getting deeper in your ministry, in your gifts and servings, and trying to find out what God wants to do through you, not just for the sake of becoming ready for the vision and the goal that God has given you, but for the sake of growing in God and with God, and for being used by Him as His vessel, whatever gifts He's placed on you, to use them to serve. Because this is what we are called to do. We are called to serve one another. Love our God, serve one another, love one another, but also love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And we also have to love ourselves and learn to love ourselves the way God loves us. And this is what we can only learn when we know God, when we love God. Because we can look in the mirror and have so many flaws and be like, oh, this is not all right. Oh, I look like this. Or I wish I would look like her. I would be like this. I would be more like this or this. Like, there are many things that we could complain about in the mirror. But if you learn to love God and you really deepen a relationship with God, you will also learn to love yourself. And when you love yourself, you can also love your neighbor. Because you love God, you receive God's love, you can love yourself the way God loves you, so that you can also love others and your neighbors the way God loves them. Of course, not the same amount, but because we're still human, we're not God. But He will show you how to love others and to see the beauty in them. But yeah, so in the time of waiting, God prepares you, God equips you, God uses you, God builds you up, God sends you out, whatever it is, until the thing that He has proclaimed to happen is about to happen. So we have to stop being so impatient and wanting to have a quick fix. Because impatience, look what it did to Abraham and Sarah. Abraham slept with the servant, and then they bore Ishmael. And Ishmael, basically in the end, it was even though they received the promise from God that they would receive a son. But because it was taking too long, and they were like, we are too old, they were impatient, and out of impatience, Ishmael was born. And what happened afterwards? Abraham sent Ishmael off after Isaac was born and abandoned them. So it's like, it was not God's plan, but out of impatience this happened. And out of Ishmael, the Islam was also formed. So yeah, there's a story behind it. And out of impatience, something can build up that God didn't intend to build up and be created. So there was something that Vlad said, the pastor Vlad, also in the series of 8 things to do while waiting. He was saying, don't birth an Ishmael. Because it wasn't the call of God for Ishmael to be born. It was for Isaac to be born. But there was never anything about an Ishmael, because it happened out of impatience. And Sarah also agreed on it, because both were impatient. So this also can happen to us, that we birth our Ishmael and we try to get the vision and the prophecy happening right away, and we're acting impulsively, we're acting too quick without letting God form us and use us. And then we can actually delay the promise, or we can harm the promise, or yeah, we can just have this promise that was supposed to be a blessing turn into a curse. And this happens. Of course this happens. But the good thing is, like, God forgives. God forgives. Because God forgave Abraham, even though they born Ishmael and then got Isaac. After testing his faith, He gave Abraham the promise, still, that his descendants will be as many as the stars in the sky. So God forgives. Even if we birth an Ishmael or have born an Ishmael in our lives, in our calling or the promise, but God forgives. Of course, it was not His intended plan, and also took some time to readjust or now go on a reroute, you know? Or takes a bit longer, who knows? But we have to learn that it's not the best to act on our impatience, but that we have to be patient. Because those say love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast. Patience is so important in our walk with God as a Christian in general. Patience is important in the way we speak to other. Patience is important in the way we love each other. Patience is important on how we pray and how we wait on God to speak to us after we prayed. And not just have a one-time phone call and being like laying all our problems on God and then not waiting for an answer. But patience is being still and awaiting for God's call So the process of waiting when God reveals you something, it's a blessing and seeing the promise, of course, but it's also a lot of responsibility. Because what you do out of it matters. Because knowing the end, knowing the promise, knowing the end result, God trusts you a lot to entrust you with it. Because you could harm this within one action. But he will build your character and he will show you. And even if you fall, he will show you that, look, if you would have been patient, it would have been different. And then you will learn to be patient because you learn out of your mistakes. And yeah. So, and even if it seems like it's taking too long or time is running out and God, now it's about time for the promise to fulfill itself, because why shall I wait any longer? Like, God, it's time. Look on the clock. Like, you said it shall be so. So why isn't it like that now? Now is the right time. We always think it shall be the right time and it's the right time, but we don't know anything about the right timing. And in Habakkuk 2, verse 2-3, it says, though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. We think it will delay because we are living in our own time schedule. We are trying to force our time schedule on God, and we think the promise will delay because we are thinking we know the right time, but we don't. So we have to trust on God and trust him that it will not delay, because it will not. The way, like the word delay also like was Larry, that it tarries, and not Larry's, that it tarries. And also in Hebrew, it's acher. And acher means to delay, hesitate, tarry, defer, remain behind, or even to keep back. So it will not keep you back. It will not delay and it will not hinder you. It will not cause you to delay. It will not cause you to miss out on things of the promise, because it's not going to delay. It will be the perfect timing. So we have to learn to be patient and to know and to trust on God, and knowing that it will not delay. The promise will never delay. It's just delaying in our minds because we are living in our own time schedule and are trying to force it on God. But it will not delay. So yeah, really waiting is about, if you want to take some things out of this episode, it's like waiting. When you received a promise and a vision from God and you're waiting, know that your waiting time is not boring. You're not forced or bound down to do nothing. But in your waiting time, strive to grow. To grow in your relationship with God, to grow in your characteristics, to grow in your patience, to grow in the gifts that God has given you. Strive to grow more towards God. And whilst you're waiting, also serve others. Be used by God. Let your gifts be used by God to build his kingdom and to build his church. And of course, always test your heart. Test your heart to know, am I idolizing the promise, or am I still placing God first? Because we have to test ourselves. And if we see that we're idolizing it, we have to take a step back. And we have to be like, okay, God, no, I made it an idol, but I want you. I want only you. So I take a step back to be formed by you. And this whole process, this will cause growth for the things that God has planned for you. And not just the promise, because God wants to do so much more. But this is the promise that he has shown you. But he wants to do so much more. So yeah, just trust him whilst waiting. Because whilst you're waiting, you're not waiting. That's something I always say, because whilst we're waiting, we are growing. Even if we don't have the growth from 0 to 100 at once, we are growing with every single day, and we will fall. But this is why we got Jesus. Jesus helps us to come back up. And God already knows everything. He knows when we are about to fall. He knows every single moment that we are doubting him. He knows every single moment, because he lives outside of time and space, and he already knows everything. But of course, we still have a free will, so we can decide. But he already knows if we're choosing our free will or if we're choosing obedience. But it's still our call. So we are not living in, like, you know, in a box where everything is planned out, but we have a free will as well. But he already knows what's going to happen, what we are going to choose. But he's not intervening, because we have free will. We are not his slaves. So just know that whilst waiting, you're not waiting, and God builds you up, builds your character, builds you, and know that the promise will fulfill and it will not delay. It will not keep you back. It will not run out on you. And yeah, I just wanted to share that because waiting is great. Like having God trust you with this vision and this promise and this prophecy is so amazing because you're like, oh God, you trust me. Yeah. But it's also so much responsibility. And he's like, yeah, but what are you going to do with it? So yeah, I just wanted to talk about that because we often can run around and being like, oh yeah, this is about to happen, and tell everyone. Also, don't tell everyone about the prophecy and promise. Just tell the people that God tells you to tell, because not everyone wants the best for you. And even Christians can have monitoring spirits. So yeah, be careful with God's promise and keep believing that it will happen and it will not delay, and try to lay down and lay off your time schedule and be like, okay, God, not my timing, but your timing. And let me show and let me grow whilst I'm waiting. And let me see more of you. So yeah, this is what I wanted to talk about today. And yeah, it's so funny because I created an outro. But if I put this outro in now, I don't know what I shall say last. So I think I'll say bye. Thank you for listening. No, that's what I'm saying in the outro. Never mind. The outro will come in. So thank you. Bye bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. I really hope it could encourage you and sow some of God's words into your life. And if you want to support this podcast, make sure to follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you are enjoying your podcast. And if you also want to stay updated on socials, make sure to follow Words on Wednesday by Karina on Instagram, where I'll be posting reels and posts connected to our episodes, and also weekly prayer requests and praise reports, so that we can turn into a community that prays and intercedes for one another. Again, thank you so much for listening and for supporting me in this ministry. Stay blessed, and you'll hear me on Wednesday in 2 weeks.